But there's a lot of people that are under tonight, and they feel overwhelmed. The things of life has kind of engulfed around them. But I want to give some help tonight from God's word. So if you would you turn with me to Psalm 61? And I'm going to try to deal with this psalm and be a help to you and point you to someone that's higher than we are. See, you don't need to, hey, listen, if you got a moral problem today, you don't need to go to someone immoral to get your help.
Amen.
That's right.
All they're going to do is drag you down. If you're kind of disgruntled kind of Christian, you don't need to find another disgruntled Christian to help you.
Amen.
Right. Am I preaching?
Amen.
See, what I'm trying to tell you, we need to quit trying to get our help from man and get our help from God.
Amen.
I want to take you to this precious 8 verses. Want to encourage you tonight. I'm not coming here beating no drums, beating up on nobody. That's not my style anyhow. That's a lot of preachers' style, but that's not my style. My style is to preach thus saith the word of God, line upon line and precept on precept, and try to get truth to help people, because only truth will help you. So let's look at it. You can hear the anguish in the psalmist David as he pens this psalm. Hear me, hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. Listen, when my heart is overwhelmed, here's the text. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. I was thinking when I can't tell you just a little story, and I'll read you the rest of these verses. Brother Denny Humphrey called me Sunday, and Denny told me his calcium, explained about his heart and the calcium, and the level should be 300, and his was 3,000. And that overwhelmed him. It had to overwhelm him. That's not good news. And I kind of got away and got to a place, and I wanted to share this with you, because when I go on vacation, I don't go on vacation. I take the ministry with me. And every day, Brother McCollins, I took a walk, and there was a place there that I stopped because no one was there, and it was kind of an enclosed place, and I never paid attention to it, Chad. But I remember when talking to Denny and one other member, I was praying, not loud, but very softly. But I didn't realize it. I was talking about how God is able. God's a merciful God, a powerful God, a good God. And I was praying, and I didn't realize it, Lois. You know, places like that, the sound, and I was barely whispering, but it echoed all over the place. And I had a lady came up and with her two little girls and said, that touched me. That spoke to my heart. And she said, I know that God you're talking to.
Amen.
Man, I about had a Baptist Pentecostal Methodist spell, and I don't even know what that is right there in the rotunda. See, I want you to know, I got a God that's high that looks low. I got a God that's so big that can feel the smallest place in my heart. Oh, he's a great God. I want you to know this, everything that he was, he still is. And everything he is right now, he will be forever. He's God. Let me trace you back to the context of this passage as I read the rest of it. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise under thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Here's the background. I don't know if you've ever been betrayed. The most difficult thing that can happen to you is when you've been good to people and stood for them. I've stood for people and they betray you. They hear gossip and betray you. They hear this and they betray you. But I want all y'all to know, there is a God so much higher than them. I got a God that will never leave you, never forsake you, never betray you, never turn his back on you. He is a faithful, wonderful, merciful, powerful, almighty God. See, Absalom stole the hearts of the people. David was betrayed by his own son. He had heartache. He had to leave the city. David didn't get to go to the throne for the people because a human being ran him out. He had a throne, but he couldn't sit on it. He had a palace that he couldn't sleep in. He had servants that he couldn't minister to. He was displaced. He didn't know who he could trust. He was having a hard time finding footing. That's why he said, lead me to the rock that is higher than thou. I want you to know, you may be here tonight having a hard time finding footing, and you don't know the will of God. You don't know what's going on in your life. Can I tell you, there's a rock that is higher than you that you need to be led to tonight. And he cried out, lead me to the rock. I need to find stability. I need to have a place of credibility. I need a place of certainty in an uncertain world. He didn't say this. He didn't say, get me out of the mess. He said, get me to the rock. Woo! I'm going to tell you tonight, I'm not going to tell you running to the rock tonight will change your circumstance or your circumstance will vanish. All I'm going to tell you is that he'll be a shelter, that he'll be a stronghold, that he'll be a helper, that he'll be your hope in a time of storm. I want you to know something. Boy, I like this. Aren't you glad that he knows our mess and doesn't care to get in it? You know, I've had some friends. Four people call me friends. First time I get in a mess, guess what? They evict me. You ever been evicted by somebody? Just evict you. Believe every lie going. Do everything they can and evict you. You know why? They ain't got time for your mess, because they a mess. But I want you to know there is a God that's holy enough, separate enough, wonderful enough, that'll get right down in your mess and help you in your mess. He's a lifeguard that'll never drown. He's a doctor that'll never fail. He's a lawyer that'll never lose. He's a banker that's got plenty to cover the loan. Woo! Oh, glory. I want you to know we need to go to a rock, a higher place. We don't need to go south. We need to go north. With that, that's just a little introduction. Can I give you three thoughts? Is that all right? I feel like somebody getting some help right now. Aren't you glad there's a God that loves you and helps you, wants to help you, that's available you tonight? He'll never leave you. He won't cast you down. He will always lift you up. First of all, I want you to notice in verse 1, David's sincere cry. Hear my cry, O Lord, O God. Attend unto my prayer. Whew. Three times he uses a phrase, Chad, it's amazing. He said about God, he said he has been, he has heard, and he has given. First of all, David said, I got a plea for God's attendance. You know what? Here's what we're so enamored with. Just let me be popular and have everybody's attendance. Let them surround me and pet me. I want you to know something. I'll tell you what you need. You need to be less petted and have a God that'll attend to you. By the way, he's never busy. The line to him, you can call and he will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. What we need to do, we need to knock and he'll open. We need to shout to the rooftop, God, I need you. I'm desperate for you. I cry to you. And God hears that kind of thing. My preacher, he had a plea. He said, I need your attendance. Then Rich, he had a place of aloneness. Look here. He said, from the end of the earth will I cry. I don't know where the end of the earth is, but I will tell you what I have found. I found some places in my life that I thought was the end of the earth. I thought was the end of me. It's over for John Smith. I'm done. I'm toast. The enemy wants me so bad. The devil hates me, and he hates you. But I want you to know, you may feel alone tonight, but you're not alone tonight. In the shadow stands Jesus. In the shadow stands our buckler. In the shadow stands the Almighty. In a place of loneliness, a place of adversity, look what it says, when my heart is overwhelmed. How many of you have ever been overwhelmed? Raise your hands. I'm talking about really overwhelmed. When you couldn't talk. When you couldn't pray. Have you ever been like this? When you couldn't even feel God.
Yes, sir. Been there.
And thought he was 1,000 miles away.
Yes, sir.
That's where David was. Totally overwhelmed. How would you be if your son wanted to cut your throat? How would you be if your flesh and blood run you out of your kingdom? How would you be if you were betrayed in such a manner? But he cried out to God. Whew. Am I helping you?
Amen.
Listen, then he had a petition for assistance. Lead me to the rock. I want y'all to know this. I got Bible for this. Jesus is the rock. He was the rock in the Old Testament when Moses smote that rock and water came out. He was that rock. Because up on the tree of Calvary, he was smitten, and out of him flowed the rivers of living water of the Holy Spirit of God who indwells us tonight. He is that rock. It's higher than I. I remember one time, I don't know how many of y'all probably you have been to Pallet Mountain. How many been there? Went all the way to the top. That big rock around there. If you go up there, there's a place up there. I don't know if it's still like, I don't know what the weather's done to it, Jeff. And I was just a young Christian. I was really troubled, Sarah. And I was up on Pallet Mountain, and I was reading that psalm. And I walked around Pallet Mountains up there. You know, somebody might be big as I am, don't need to be wandering around rocks. But I saw that cliff in there.
Yeah, buddy.
And I want you to know, I don't know what got in my mind, but I snuggled in there. And I thought, I think I found what David found. I felt so peace, so much at peace. Can I tell you, you may be overwhelmed tonight, and you may feel like nobody cares tonight, but there is the rock Jesus who will shelter you, will place you in that rock, and you'll have safety, you'll have peace, you'll have serenity, you'll have a God that'll take care of you. All right. Then it was a passion for the above. I don't want just a rock. I want a rock that is higher than I. Then secondly, I want you to notice a solid conviction. I love this. Look at verse number 3, would you? And verse 5. This mentioned 3 times in this psalm. Listen, for thou hast been. Say that with me. For thou hast. Look down in verse number 5. Read this with me. For thou, O God, hast what? My vows. Thou hast. Oh, glory to God. He has been. He has heard. And he has given. I want you to know I see supernatural help there. I lift up my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. For my help cometh from the Lord. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. I got a God that doesn't take a nap when I have a need. I got a God that's a present God, a wake God, aware God. I'm glad for a shelter. I'm glad for strength. I'm glad for a shield. Supernatural health. Supernatural help. And let me ask you something. Let's quit playing games here. Have you ever experienced this? That something happened to you, that God delivered you and became your shelter and your strength and your shield when you thought it was over? You ever had a hurt? You ever had a hurt? And I've had a couple things happen to me, 3 or 4 things. It's happened to me over 46 years just being your pastor. That God supernaturally helped me.
Amen.
I remember one case. I still don't know where it came from. I know who it was. but I don't know who it is. Evidently, the banker did. And then my wife was in tight shape. And somebody left $500 back there in the back. Well, up there. Not back there, but up there. In the back said, Pastor Smith. And all it said in the note, I heard from God and he told me to do this for you. And I want y'all all to know something. It was back in the day. Roger, remember them days, Roger, Westfall? Church couldn't do like they do now for all the staff. They weren't able. And I'm not complaining. But you know, it was in those days I found people that would put groceries in my car. I had one older gentleman. His son still goes here today to put a $10 bill in my pocket in the late 70s and early 80s when $10 were hard to come by. And you said, who done that? And that old man, oh, he said, you know what? I said it every Sunday. I knew what he was going to do, Lois. I said, he said, are you going to rob me a blessing? He said, God told me to do this. He said, just open your pocket and shut up. You said, what'd you do? I opened my pocket and shut up. And I opened it wide too. You said, God don't do that kind of stuff. I want you to know something. I got a God who'll supply every one of your need. I got a God that knows about you. I got a God that is aware of you. You may feel he isn't aware of you, but he's aware. There's some of you. He's worked miracles in your life. He's worked miracles in your children. You ought to raise your hand up and say he's a supernatural God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. I got a solid conviction about that. Y'all with me? I'm moving. Then I see a sovereign hearing. Look at verse 5. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. You know what? You know how many people's in this on this planet? 8 billion. That's a bunch. And I'm just one. I'm a little West Virginia hillbilly. I'm just an old boy that God saved him from the bar room and brought him to the banquet room. I'm just an old boy they thought would never amount to nothing. Yet they did not know that there was a God who heard my cry. When I first got saved, I didn't know what to pray. I just said, God, use me. God, use me. I didn't know. I had no idea that he'd do this. I want you to know he hears your prayers. Oh, listen. But he also hears your promises. Your vows. Hey, don't you be promising and think God ain't listening. You remember when you first got saved? I promise I'm going to attend church faithful. I promise I'm going to pay my tithe. I promise I'm going to use my talent. I promise, I promise, I promise. I want you to know something. God heard them promises when you first told them, and you ought not back up on them now. Then I see a special heritage. Look at verse 5. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me, listen to this, the heritage of those that fear thy name. Woo! He's a tested God. I've tested him. I've tried him. I want to know, Abraham went through a test and God was faithful. Hey, God said to Joshua, as I was with Moses, the great Moses, I'll be with you. And Joseph found he's faithful. John found that he's faithful. Paul found out that he's faithful. My mama tried God and she found he's faithful. And my daddy at 62 years old out there at Leatherwood Baptist Church in our first big revival, the only revival I've really seen in my lifetime. And we had 48 people saved. And guess what? My bar, Den, and daddy got saved by the grace of God, lived the rest of his life, was one of Ray Humphrey's parishioners. He thought the sun rose in you, my friend. God is faithful. Hey, you people online tonight, God's faithful. You people in the auditorium tonight, God's faithful. You people in the mission field tonight, God's faithful. Amen. Verse number four, a steady hope. He said, well, I will abide. I like that. How many like that? In the tabernacle forever. I'll trust in the covert of thy wings. Now, look at verse number 6. I got to give y'all something here. This may help you. Listen, look what David said. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. Well, David died. Acts chapter 2 says his grave's still with him today. He wasn't in that group of Old Testament saints that got translated. So what king was he talking about? What generation is he talking about? I'll tell you who he's talking about. He's talking about King Jesus. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Holy Potentate, the mediator between God and man. That's who he's talking about. And I'm glad Jesus died, was buried, but he didn't stay in the grave. Up from the grave he arose. Amen. Can I say this? Look at me. I want to say this to you. Your current situation, are you listening? Is not permanent. You may be in hiding right now, but it ain't permanent. Your present grief, your present hurt, you're hurting, but it ain't permanent. Because I got a God. One day after a while, when we go to his throne, he's going to pull out his holy handkerchief and he's going to wipe every tear away. But hallelujah! I'm done. Whew, I'm all right. Third point. I'm closing. Sure commitment. I like this. If God's that committed to you, how many believe we ought to be committed to him? Look at verse number 4. I'll abide in thy tabernacle forever. That's a perpetual residence. You are David wouldn't be. I want you to know this. I'll tell you where John Smith wants to be. I want to be in his presence. Now I want you to know, I'm your preacher, and he's present here a lot. But I want you to know something. I don't want to upset all y'all. This ain't the only place he's present with me. He's present with me down at the house. He's present with you going all the way to Cleveland and having a heart ablation. Hey, Peggy. Hey, Chuck. He's there in your storm. He's able to calm him. He loves you tonight. What you're going through is not permanent. Y'all with me? You say, where you want to be? I want to be where he's present. By the way, if I didn't feel like he's present here in this church, I'd find me a nothing. You said you wouldn't pastor another church, would you? If y'all quit having God with you, I'll go find me a church. I'll preach on a street corner somewhere. You said you're going to go crazy. Well, then I'll build a church in the crazy house. Amen.
Amen.
You said, what are you saying? I want to be in his presence.
Amen.
I want his power.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not satisfied outside his presence.
Amen.
Neither should you be.
Amen.
You know what's happening in our Christianity across this world? As people go to church, God ain't within 100 miles of them.
Right.
They've learned to entertain. They've learned to talk the Christian vernacular, but there's no power with them. The presence of God's not with them. You can tell it. You can tell it. When that little lady come by me, she said those gracious things to me while I was down in the Bahamas, I didn't have to tell her God was with me. I didn't have to do that. I don't have to go out with a big white sign that says, God's with me, God's with me. I want you to know something. If God's with me, it'll show up.
Amen.
Am I preaching?
Yes,
then I see a precious reliance. Look at the verses. Y'all with me? I'll abide in thy tabernacle forever. Listen to this. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Whew. I want you to know that covert is a secret place. I want you to know when you're sick, you can trust him. You can trust him. I know last Sunday I was here. I felt bad, Steve. I feel real guilty. You know how I am when I get in preaching. I don't know anybody's in the world but God me. And if you're listening tonight, Brenda Cook, I knew you was here. I just was in another zone. But I'll tell you what. I thank God for you. I know you've suffered a lot and you're hurting about your mama. But I want you to know something. You can trust God in this situation. In your sickness, in your worry, in your speechlessness. Hey, Rich, we can trust him tonight. We can trust him with our finances. We can trust him with our health. We can trust him with our marriage. We can trust him with everything.
Amen.
And then I'll close. Lois, you can come, please. I'm trying to close. A particular request. Look at verse number 7. He shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. Thank God for mercy. On the cross of Calvary, there was one there that showed us mercy. The innocent one died for the guilty ones. The way, the truth, and the life became sin. Who knew no sin? That we which are sinners can have the righteousness of God. In verse 8, a praising refrain. So I'll sing praise. You girls sing that song tonight. I'm glad you sang it, by the way. I don't know what's on tomorrow. Kim, about 2 months ago, your mama, she was sailing high. I had just seen her at the hospital, and she's doing great. We didn't know the sweet little thing. Her organs were starting to fail. But I want you to know something. Kim, I can sing right now because your mama's in a place where there ain't no sickness, where there ain't no sorrow, where there ain't no pain. I want you to know you're one of my dearest friends in the world. And I want you to know God's got her up there, and she's safer than she's ever been. She's in such a wonderful place. Can I tell you, I'm glad about heaven. I can praise him tonight. He's worthy of my praise. Hey, I know, brother, listen to me. I want to talk to you. I know you are having a time. But I want you to know God's got you.
Amen.
God's got you, buddy. Amen. I know your muscles are failing, but God's got you. Amen. He loves you. You're faithful. Amen. Stay that way. Amen. Antoinette, I know you battled depression. You had such a hard time to lose your son. But look at me, honey. You're going to see him again. He's up there in heaven. He's in a place where there's no sorrow, no pain, no hurting. Rejoice! Rejoice! I don't even know how to close this thing tonight. Here's what I'm going to close it with. If you feel overwhelmed, if you feel overwhelmed, don't keep it a secret. If you feel overwhelmed, Lois, you're going to sing. Would you come around this altar? Find a place to pray. Our Father.